USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Cuba's capital have stepped up patrols in the city a day after large protests against the country's ruling communist government. Marches were held in Havana and other cities across the island on Sunday as the country deals with its worst economic crisis in years. President Biden said Monday that the U.S. stands with the Cuban people and their call for freedom.
We call on the government of Cuba to refrain from violence and our attempts to silence the voice of the people of Cuba.
And the Food and Drug Administration is issuing a warning about a rare side effect from one COVID vaccine. The FDA said Monday it was investigating 100 reported cases of Guillain-Barré, a rare neurological disorder, after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The agency said it was updating its material for the vaccine to note an association between the shot and GBS, but says a causal relationship can't be established with the preliminary data. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Texas Democrats have left town to prevent the passage of an election reform bill. Tim Berg has more.
Texas Democrats are leaving town and skipping their responsibilities to prevent a vote on a Republican-backed elections bill. Party officials tweeted the lawmakers are risking arrest by leaving the state to keep the Texas House from having a quorum. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says there's a lot of bluster regarding this Texas voting law.
The rhetoric here outstrips what's actually being done. Let's look at the Texas bill. The existential threat to voting is by saying we can't have 24-hour voting or drive-through voting. That's an existential threat when, in addition, you're adding more days of early voting, you're adding more drop boxes. That's all in the Texas law.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, many of those Texas House Democrats visiting Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More on our top story now, as President Biden said Monday that the U.S. supports the people of Cuba who took to the streets on Sunday to protest the island nation's economic crisis amid the pandemic. Biden called on the Cuban government to heed its people's call and serve their needs, adding that the U.S. government stands with their assertion of their universal rights. Representative Maria Salazar says that Cuba needs to hear an even stronger message from the White House. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that American leaders also need to deliver a message specifically to the Cuban military.
Which is to send that message to the Cubans that they're not alone, and to the military, because right now this is the breaking point. The military needs to figure out whether they're going to shoot at the Cubans or not, whether they're going to stand with the people or not. And if the Cubans and if the military, the repressive apparatus, the special forces understand that there's a clear message from the Biden administration that if they stand with the people and they do not shoot, we will take care of them. That is the moment when there's going to be a breaking point. And that's exactly what we need to hear, according to your question. We need to hear the Biden administration, not timid, not suave. This is the moment to liberate the longest and the most cruelest dictatorship in the Americas.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.